The government crackdown against the Muslim Brotherhood and its supporters appears to have succeeded in sidelining political Islam in Egypt, for now, anyway. But it could also be setting the stage for a more violent response in the not-too-distant future, as the world's Matthew Bell reports.
The Muslim Brotherhood might still be the most organized political group in Egypt, but the brothers' backs are against the wall. Their ousted president, Mohamed Morsi, is locked up. Pro-Morsi demonstrations have been quashed, and now up to 1,000 Brotherhood supporters have been killed. Tariq Massoud is a Middle East specialist at the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard University.
This is for many members of the Muslim Brotherhood and many Islamists an event of world historical proportions. And so it was always likely that their response to this coup, was going to be defiance and violence.
Massoud says what's most worrisome are the recent attacks on dozens of churches in Egypt. Brotherhood supporters and Islamist leaders, he says, have fanned the sectarian flames with their anti-Christian rhetoric. Meanwhile, the Egyptian military points to the violence as evidence that the brothers are terrorists, plain and simple.
So it's a very difficult picture, I think. On the one hand, you've got members of the Muslim Brotherhood who see themselves fighting a good fight against a military coup, but you also have much more violent extremists in and outside of the Muslim Brotherhood who are using this moment of madness to enact a more extreme radical agenda.
The government crackdown might be making things worse. Eric Traeger of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy says that has to do with the nature of the Muslim Brotherhood as an organization. Brotherhood members are required to take an oath to, quote, listen to and obey their leaders. Now that the Egyptian army and police are rounding up Brotherhood leaders, Traeger says it's likely the Islamic group's rank and file will become more violent.
When you take off the very top layer of this organization, you leave the rest of the organization, roughly 250,000 members, without any discipline, without any leadership to follow, and it's highly unlikely that these individuals will just return to being regular citizens, especially after they've seen their friends killed. More likely, they will become free radicals, possibly taking up arms without the direction of their leadership.
It's too early to tell what this moment will mean long term for political Islam in Egypt and for the region, says Gregory Gause. He's a Middle East expert at the University of Vermont. But the indications that Egypt's interim rulers might be trying to eliminate the Muslim Brotherhood and its Islamist allies as a political force altogether, Gause says, does not bode well for the immediate future.
Now, they might think that they can repress fiercely in the short term, get the Brotherhood to pull back, get the Brotherhood to kind of temporarily leave the political stage in exchange for toleration of its social and cultural activities, the kind of arrangement that the Brotherhood and Sadat worked out in the 70s.
But that arrangement with the Islamists didn't end well for Egypt's former president, Anwar Sadat. He was assassinated by Islamic extremists in 1981. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.